This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This program is produced on Wurundjeri country. This is The Sound of Now on Joy 94.9.
Hey, thank you for being here. My name's Triana Butler. This is The Sound of Now. It's the podcast special series. This is where we get to play extended versions of the conversations that you hear with artists on the show on the radio of a Monday night. Now, recently I got to catch up with Ghanaian-Australian duo Kinder. They've just had the Yenko EP that came out a couple months ago, and they're going to be playing the Summer Camp Festival in Ayora, Sydney, November 5th, and Nara, Melbourne, November 12th. It's going to be a pretty big festival. There's like years and years, Big Frida, Sophie Ellis-Bextor, the Veronicas, Cub Sport on the lineup. And joining them is Kinder. I got to sit down with them and talk all about it. All right, well, I'm really excited to be chatting with Bryony and Savannah from Kinder. Hello, welcome.
Hi.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, it's such a thrill. I was such a fan. Like, when my introduction to you was Bus Stop, and it ended up being one of my favorite songs of the year. Like, it was just so immediate for me.
Aww, that's so nice.
But it felt like we were waiting so long for this EP to come out, and then eventually it came out earlier this year. Yenko, what's the response been like?
It's been good overall, I think. We were waiting a while too for it to come out. It feels like it's been a long time coming, but we were super happy with people's responses and
just to finally get it out, because we worked on it for like 3 years.
Mm.
And then it was really good to have people enjoy it.
You would have been wrecked by COVID working on it as well, right? Because you would have had like ideas lined up of when it was going to come out and how it was going to sound and how you're going to tour it. And then that didn't get to happen.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think because, you know, it is more of a dancey body of work. It was really like we were trying to decide whether it was a good idea to put it out when people couldn't dance around the country. So that really played into it.
Yeah, we had to delay it. And then when we put out Bus Stop, we had one show, which was so fun. And then everything just shut down again. So
no,
it was really
disaster. Yeah.
So we like performed it live once in that year. So that was pretty tough. But it was still, it still went well considering.
What's the reaction to the EP being like? Have you been able to tour it yet? What's the reaction being like in rooms if you've been able to tour it?
We did one show in Sydney, which was really fun. Really, really fun to play those songs live.
Yeah. That would have been the first time that we've played them all live because, they were, scattered throughout. So that was great. It was good. And it was our own show. So it was nice to see people singing along.
Yeah.
It almost, I guess, kind of works in your favor, because when Summer Camp was first scheduled and it was for like February and March this year, the EP wasn't out yet. We had maybe one or two songs, but now everyone's had a chance to get really familiar with the music as we come into Summer Camp 2.0, Summer Camp rescheduled.
Yes.
So everyone is much, much more familiar with it.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
Yeah, I didn't really think about that. But that's a good point. We are so excited.
So excited
to finally be happening. I think we, in particular, one of the songs on the EP we wrote thinking in mind like of a festival or playing it live. Like, there's these chants in it that when we wrote it, we were like, it'd be so fun to play this to like a festival. So
now we finally can.
Yes.
Go on, drop a name. Which song is it?
Rasta, is that what you're thinking about? Yeah, Rasta.
About to do the brain link thing to see if you are like thinking of the same song there. So Rasta is the one that you did with Goldfang, yeah?
Yes.
What's it like working with Goldfang?
Really good. We actually didn't even meet him back then. Like, we had to do it all over Zoom, and then he recorded it, sent it to us, and then we only met him when he came to our live show.
Yeah, like a month ago. But he was great. We originally sent it to him with a verse on it that we were like, we'd love to have it in your voice. And then he sent back something completely different, which was like 10 times better.
Yeah, so we're not touching this.
All right, great.
We're chatting with Kinda, who are playing at summer camp in November this year. And, I mean, that is a really big, very, very rainbow-friendly, very, very queer festival. What does it mean to you two to be on that kind of a lineup that is really LGBTQI plus friendly?
It's an honor, I think. As I said, I mean, we're grateful for all the bookings that we've got coming in, you know, after having the break. But I think this one for us is the one, honestly, that we are most looking forward to. The vibe is going to be, I think, incredible. There's not really been anything of this scale in those towns that I know of, that I think it's just going to be such a special day to be a part of. And I've got so many friends coming. It's very good.
So excited. Hopefully as well, you'll be able to make a whole bunch of friends backstage, because there's some pretty exciting artists who are going to be on the same bill as you.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Who are you most keen to bump into backstage?
The Veronicas.
Yeah, why the Veronicas? I mean, is it just the sister thing or...?
I think so. And they were like the first people I ever saw live when I was like 10.
Wow.
Yeah. So I love them.
We've always wanted to meet them. I know there's some great international acts coming as well, for us, there's just this special connection with them. So we hope that we can become friends.
Now, it's happening in November, I believe. Tickets for summer camp are available now. Is there new music on the way as well before then, or are we just kind of going to wait until we've toured out Yenko before we sit back down to work on new music?
No, there should be new music, hopefully. Fingers crossed. We're working on another EP.
Okay.
That will be out.
It's a bit different, but, yeah, I'm excited for it.
When you say different, what do you mean?
It's more like experimental in the it's still dancey, but it's a little bit left of field dance
for us anyway. It's not experimental, but for us it is different. We worked with two other producers, Jono and Jonty. We spent like a week up in Byron Bay, so it's kind of, you know, got that vibe to it, I guess. But it's it's cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Who's the influences on it?
Oh, like Fortet?
Yeah. Okay. Fortet was a big influence for us, which is like, comparatively to the first EP, it's quite different.
But it still has like the chants in it.
Yeah.
So it kind of ties in.
Bit of the Kinda touch in there.
Well, it has to have the Kinda touch in
there. That would be weird if it didn't.
You're hopefully all over this EP that you're being released under your name.
You would hope.
The EP Yenko, it's such a fun EP to listen to and also reflects on your Ghanaian heritage. Tell me about how you kind of put these sounds into this EP.
Well, it was, for us, it started with the stories.
Lyric component of it.
Yeah. It was about like memories from, because we kind of, when our parents divorced, so our dad is Ghanaian. And so after our parents divorced, we kind of lost touch with that side of our heritage.
Yeah.
Really.
We grew up more in like a white background with just our mom, and we missed out on going all to the parties and stuff with our Ghanaian cousins and everything. And when we were younger, Dad used to play us like a lot of Ghanaian music. And then when we were with Mom, we didn't hear that anymore. So we just lost all of that.
So yeah, we used it as like this time. The writing was kind of like a way to get back in touch with those roots. And we started exploring a lot of the music again. But then, also writing about the memories that we had with the from back when we were around that community and in Ghana. So yeah.
What was it like reconnecting with that?
It's really special.
Yeah, I think it's important.
Yeah, for so long I kind of wanted to hide that side of me, because we were from a very small town in Mainland and we were one of the only like brown kids, and I didn't want to even be Ghanaian as sad as that sounds. But now I'm so happy that that is part of me and that's who we are. So it was so special to find that again, and it makes us us.
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. We do have to say that you're playing at Summer Camp. Details, you can just search for Summer Camp Festival on Instagram and I'm sure it'll show up there. You could have pick of the board out of all the Kinder songs in the world. What do you want us to play? We'll play whatever song you want. Go for it.
Mm-hmm. I think Rasta. Yeah, Rasta.
Yeah. Your gold fan? Okay, nice. All right.
Yeah.
Well, Savannah, Bryony, thanks so much for the chat today. Kinder are playing at Summer Camp. Hope it's an amazing show for you. It looks like an absolute blast. Congrats on the EP.
Thank you. So much. Thanks for chatting with us.
Find the full playlist on the Joy website, joy.org.au/thesoundofnow.
Thanks so much for joining me for this episode and a huge thank you to Kinder for taking the time out to chat with me. If you've enjoyed this episode, consider sharing it with a friend or maybe posting about it on social media. And if you want to be updated with each new episode that comes out, make sure to follow or subscribe or whatever that button is called in your podcast app of choice. Click that one. Thanks for listening. And don't forget, you can tune into The Sound of Now, the radio show version, Monday nights at 6 p.m. on Joy 94.9 and right around the world in the iHeartRadio app.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.